Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hola. It's podcast number 2 on the 16th of January, 2019. Let's get right into it. Went to buy a fireplace insert today. That is the topic of today's Everyday Saturday podcast. I went into, we need a new fireplace insert. We got a Buck stove. If you don't know what one is, that's great. I never knew what one was either until I got this 200-year-old home. And it's got this Buck stove in it that when you put wood inside of it and it gets burning, there's a blower that turns on and it would literally burn down a Costco or a JCPenney building. It gets that hot. I mean, I didn't even know it. Like when that thing kicked on last year in our first winter, I said, what's going on? Are we being invaded? That was like Red Dawn, you know? But anyway, the blower's going on. The motor's going. So here's where the podcast kicks in because I'm out looking at fireplace inserts today. They ain't cheap. Probably $3,000 to $4,000 for one, you know, for a good one. You know, if you're going to buy one, it's something I imagine you have the rest of your time you're living in a home, and we don't plan on moving. So we're going to have this insert for a long time. Can't use it this winter. So it's going to have to be next winter by the time we get one of it, get it installed. And so I'm looking to drop, I don't know, $3,000 to $4,000 for something. And I walk in, I'm not going to say the name of the business because I'm not here to, you know, badger anybody, but I walked in and within 20 seconds, I knew I wouldn't be buying a fireplace insert from this particular store. The energy level was so low. It was incredibly low. And everybody says, oh, you need to know a lot. You need to have knowledge. I got more knowledge than you do. I got more knowledge than you. Nobody cares. You go get your PhD, and I'll smile ear to ear like I ate a banana sideways, and we'll see which person lands the customer. All right? I'll love them up. I'll laugh. I'll joke. I'll have an amazing attitude, and you quote the Pythagorean theorem, all right, and show them all your intelligence and all those great credits you got in college. I'm telling you, attitude is everything. It is everything. 20 seconds inside the store, I get greeted by an individual who was like, I said, I'm here to look at inserts. Yeah, I don't do that. I'm like, oh, that's weird. You're in a fireplace insert store and you don't deal with inserts. Isn't it? Who'd have thunk that? She can help you over there. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't even know what her name was. She pointed at some lady who was staring straight ahead at her computer. And this thing was going south like it had a cinder block tied to it and you threw it off a cliff. That's how fast this relationship was going south. Next lady looks at me. What do you want? What do I want? Whoever says, like, what? Imagine a client wanting to do business with you and you're like, what do you want? What do I want? I want out of here. I want to rewind my life 30 minutes from when I left my home to right now, and I want it back because I can't get it back. Guys, the only thing your clients and your prospects have is time. That's all they got, and they cannot replace it. They can replace money. They can replace cars. They can replace clothes. They can't replace the time. Don't waste somebody's time. Just don't do it. I try not to waste anybody's time. You might be thinking, Sam, you're 3-4 minutes in. You're wasting my time. Get to the point. I'm getting to it. So the other lady who looked like she just, you know, depressed, mad, upset. I don't know. Maybe she was sick. Maybe she was battling a cold. I don't even want to judge her. So she gives me real bad energy and says, oh, yeah, so-and-so. I don't even know. Another lady can help me. So I'm 0-for-2. Who'd have thought? Two people in a fireplace insert store. Neither one of them got up. Neither one of them got up to greet me, shake my hand, welcome me to the store. Nothing. And I'm dropping $3,000 to $4,000. Well, I'm not now. I'm going to some other place. So then finally, nice young lady comes up to me and says, what can I help you? I go, yeah, here to just look at some fireplace inserts. And she, you know, didn't know a whole lot about them. So the person who did know about them didn't know about them because she had to keep referring to a brochure. She needed a price sheet. didn't know a lot. Just didn't know. And so I ended it. I'm probably there 4 to 6 minutes. I say, you know what? That's good. I got everything I need. She goes, well, Kate, would you like to schedule an inspection of your chimney? No, I'm good. I'm good. Just wanted, and I was nice about it. I wasn't a jerk. It wasn't nearly what I was thinking. I was thinking I'm never coming back here again. And anybody locally that asked me about where I would never go to buy a fireplace insert, I'm going to name your store. That's the referral I'm going to not give. Okay, guys, I'm telling you, success is so simple when you have an amazing attitude and you treat people the way they're not treated 90% of the time. How does our day start? Well, we get up, we get into traffic. People are miserable, cutting us off, flipping us off, going in and out of traffic. We go to the grocery store. Everybody's miserable there. You're out shopping, Starbucks, everywhere. Nobody's smiling. Nobody wants to have conversation. Everybody's guarded. The one time your prospect, your customer, this individual who represents a lot of business for you wants to get away from that and you drag them back into it? No. You can't play that game, man. Let everybody else play that game. You can win with attitude only. You can absolutely win the day with attitude. And if you feel yourself having a crappy attitude, you can't be a smart cookie with a crummy attitude. Okay. That was bad, but it was, listen, you smiled, didn't you? I made you smile. So if anything out of this entire podcast today, I made you smile. Listen, you want to win the day? Change your attitude, because everything conspires for your good when you have an amazing attitude. I know it to be true. I know it to be true. And the opposite is true. If you have a really crummy attitude, everything's going to conspire to be miserable. Even though it's not raining out, you're going to become, it's too hot, it's too cold, it's too cloudy, it's too sunny. Where's my sunglasses? Where's the sun? Everything's going to be miserable. You're going to look at people with a filter that's that misery filter. Don't do it. You will win every single time by having a better attitude. I promise you this much. You put yourself up against somebody else in your niche, your competitor, and you have a better attitude, you win every time. Every time. Not just sometimes. Every time. Because even if you don't get the deal, they remember you. And when the competitor does them wrong and they fail, they're going to come back to who? Come back to you. They're going to come back to who? They're going to come back to you. Why? Because of the big A, baby. Your attitude. Let's say it with me. You know your attitude determines your altitude. You know that. And if you know that, live it. And when you live it, baby, love it. And when you love it, every day is Saturday. Come on, let's do it. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.